But right now we are joined in studio, first of all, by an old friend, somebody that's been here for a long time, and of course that's Bump Blomberg, but we have a brand new person who's making her debut on WTIP Radio, and it's on the Roadhouse.
Be nice to her now.
And that's and that's Mary Bew. Mary, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Thanks
nice to have
for
you
having
here.
Me.
Nice to have you here. Now, you're no stranger to the radio. I understand you used to DJ at KUMD?
I did, back in college. Yep, the 1 to 3 a.m. slot.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Every Thursday for about a year. Yeah.
Anything to get those credits, right?
Exactly. It was, well, volunteer, but
well, now, you're originally from Princeton, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm,
but
correct.
Now you're living in Duluth.
Right.
How long have you been there since college?
No, I moved in 98 and finished school. Went to Rhode Island for a few years, came back, moved to Minneapolis, and then to Seattle, and then I've just been back for a year now. So on and off, I just keep going back there.
What one would call a circuitous route.
It's
back
true.
To Duluth. and obviously very involved with music, not only from a performance standpoint, but you're also the music director at Amazing Grace Cafe.
That's right.
Amazing Grace has a phenomenal reputation for you know, great music. How long have you been doing that?
Just since I've been back, so a year.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I had my first gig there, so.
Oh, okay.
It's very special.
Yeah, I should say.
Yeah.
And what kind of venues do you play as far as being strictly in Duluth or?
I've played in 38 states now. I love touring.
Wow.
Whatever I can get my hands on, really. I played in grocery stores. I played funerals, weddings. Random, you know, random to like the beautiful Varsity Theater in Minneapolis, so, and different cathedrals and things. So.
And what do you I hate the word genre, but
ooh, it's morphed a little bit from sort of indie, well, folk to sort of more poppy folk, indie folk, I guess. So.
Okay.
People compare it to Carole King or Regina Spektor. I'm not sure.
No, and I want to let, before we go any further, I want to let folks know that both you and Bump will be appearing tomorrow evening at the Gunflint Tavern.
Tonight,
9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
The Gunflint Tavern. Thanks, Bump. But not performing together. You're
correct.
Splitting the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The evening. Bill Hanson's going to be joining me this evening on Dobro. And then.
No, it's not a Dobro.
It's a resonator guitar.
Thank you.
We learned that, didn't we,
yes,
Buck?
So I won't ask you for a Kleenex or chapstick or a Band-Aid either. But,
or ask
you know.
Me to put anything in the frigidaire.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then Kyle's playing with you, right?
Yep.
You better
my musical
Carter.
Partner in crime.
Okay.
I do some solo piano stuff, and then I have a guitar set with him. So we go back and forth.
And whatever you were saying before reminded me to ask you something, and now I've forgotten about it. But maybe we could get a sample of your music rather than talk about what the genre is.
You got it. And this is off
Mary Bew here on North Shore Radio.
Thank you. This is called Beeswax. Like it's pounding right out of my chest, right up, and it's crispy. She's got it wrapped up in beeswax. My heart is twisted. It feels like some worn out dish rag ringing out with blood and love. The queen of darts with a gun to my head. Oh, my heart is twisted. It feels like it's pounding right out of my chest. It's fried up and it's crispy. She's got it wrapped up in beeswax. Think I'll take a walk along the Mississippi and away.
from the quarry towards your second story. If you're the king of second chances, then I'm the queen of hearts. If you're the king of second chances, then I may as well be the queen of darts with a gun to my head. Lover, oh, my heart is twisted. It feels like it's pounding right out of my chest. It's fried up and it's crispy. And she's got it wrapped up in beeswax. Wrapped up in beeswax. Wrapped up in beeswax.
On the Roadhouse.
Told
very, very
you
nice.
She's good, huh?
Thank
very
you.
Nice. Triple
Thank
threat
you.
There.
Now, is that, is that an original?
It is, oh, yes.
Do you do most of, or do you most, write
I
most
do.
Of your own stuff?
Mm-hmm. I only have a couple covers and I forget them.
Now, if people, and we want to talk more, but if people wanted to know more about your music, mm-hmm. is there someplace they can go to
yes.
listen to it?
And yep. I have pretty much all, well, maybe not all, but many social media outlets. I have uh-huh. a website, marybue.com, and my last name is
B-U-E.
B-U-E. Yep.
Right.
And then I have a Facebook page and a Twitter account.
The whole deal.
The whole deal. So just Google.
Now, I remember what I wanted to ask you. You said earlier when we were talking about what type of music that you do, you've mm-hmm. been compared to Carole King. And does that bother you to say, oh, gee, you really remind me of Carole King?
Well, it's kind of, well, it's flattering, really.
Oh, okay.
She's, you know, beautiful and a poet, and her voice is so earthy and gorgeous. So, sure, I'll
That's
take
okay.
it. Yeah.
Well, Bump, we should probably not, well, not that we're going to very soon, but we shouldn't let the evening pass without getting a number from you, too.
Okay. Love that.
Now, I want to remind folks, if folks didn't know, and I think they did, you had the high honor of taking second place.
Yes.
In the Songwriters Festival over Songwriters Contest Festival.
Big Top.
Congratulations on that.
Late August, which was great. And I got to open for John Hyatt the next night.
That ain't all bad, is it?
Quite a thrill. That was something else. Nice fellow. And my old friend Adam Moe came over and played with me.
Oh, great.
And that was a lot of fun. And Rad Lorkovich played accordion on this number that I'll probably play for you shortly.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. This is called $10 Bill. Got me in there, Buck.
You're in.
Well, the working man's mistreated. And the poor man, I can't even say. What you gonna learn to me, babe? Oh, why go treat me this way? They say you'll never find Jesus on the back of a $10 bill. And I know I'll never find loving the way I found it with you. Thank you.
wander up and down this rocky road. I just need one more precious day. Too weary to carry this load. They say you'll never find Jesus on the back of a $10 bill. And I know I'll never find loving the way I found it with you. Well, I'm broke down with hard luck and busted, like a drunkard's last dying breath. And I can't go on living without you. Heartache, a fate worse than death. They say you'll never find Jesus on the back of a $10 bill. And I know I'll never find loving the way I found it with you. Yeah, the way I found it with you.
Bump Blomberg, very nice.
Thank you.
Is that one that you did over there?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great.
A couple.
And just a reminder that both Bump and our guest Mary Bew will be performing tonight at kicking off right around 9 o'clock down at the Gunflint Tavern. Now, Mary, is that the first time you've played at the Gunflint?
I recall vaguely sitting in with Jason Wusso, if you've met him. He's the owner of Beaners down at Duluth.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
He's played up here.
He's been on the
with
show.
With friends, yeah.
We've had all the artists.
For sure.
Yeah.
They should.
Now, what's your background in music?
I started piano lessons at about fourth grade. My mother bribed me to take lessons. So started that. I always kind of grew up singing in church choir and things like that. So, yeah. And, you know, love to sing to Disney movies and cheesy stuff like that. But yeah, and then in high school, played saxophone, put that down, and then started doing all my own, like, writing about 15, 16.
Great.
Started writing, yeah.
What can you do another one for us?
Sure. I just released a CD in August.
And the name of that is?
Apple in the Ocean.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
So I sent that up here.
Yeah,
and this is the last song, and it's called Maps and Calendars.
sit here in this quiet space with me.
Great song.
Thank
what
you.
A great song.
That's really nice.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Right. Boy, I just love that keyboard composition on that one. Oh, just
yeah. Works. Very nice. It's not as easy as traveling with that as like bumping his guitar, though, is it? Yeah. Got a little bit more going on.
Yep.
Have to buy your own seat on the plane.
I know. Yeah. A friend lent me his travel case, and it's kind of like dragging like a coffin around. Huge. They're huge and very durable, but yeah.
Get a lot of looks.
Like, yes, what exactly. What is that?
I've asked singer-songwriters, and I don't know if that's the correct terminology, but it's what we got. And we've talked with Bump about this, but how do you write? I mean, do you have a certain discipline that you do? Do you just kind of wait until it, like a cloud, it rolls on by, or how do you do it?
It used to be more like a cloud rolling on by, and I'd just dote on it and spend hours writing and writing. And first I write poetry. That's kind of how I begin, and then I'll sit and kind of page through what I've written, and you know, fiddle around on the keys or the guitar. But lately, I did a Kickstarter campaign, which is a fundraising platform to help create funds for this album, and one of the rewards that people ordered was that I would write a song for them. So that's what I've been doing. I've been taking their like experiences and trying to put it to music so it's pertinent to them. So that's kind of been my discipline lately. And it's been like once a week, it feels like I'm doing that.
How do you do that? How do you take someone else's experience, put it to music, and make it personal to them?
I try, and you know, let's see, I'm doing one for a wedding right now of my friend's sister, and they met at the park and ride. Their first date was at a park and ride, so that's the title of the song, and it'll be, you know, it's. I try and make it general so other people can enjoy it, but also take, you know, some of their words and their ideas, and yeah, it's interesting. Every song is a little journey. It's more like writing fiction now than like the personal heart-wrenching things.
We know that you guys have got to go get set up in the not too distant future, but do you have time? Could you? Now, I'm not ignoring you, Bump. I want you to know that, but you know, you've been on before.
So,
can you give us one more?
How long do I have?
Till the song's over.
45.
Okay, you'll fade out if I go too long.
Absolutely.
All right, this one's called Cosmopolitan. Thank you.
fast legs through the turnstile airport gate, taking you to another place. And the look on your face is showing that you can't relate to your insides. At 25, you can't relate to your fellow peers. They all look at you really weird, and you think it's mighty queer. Has their face on late night TV. They're skinny chicks playing the piano. Red stained lips are walking down the street. And you're on your own little planet with a peanut butter sandwich. You can't relate to your insides. At 25, you can't relate to your fellow peers. They all look at you really weird, and you think it's mighty queer, and you wonder what you're doing here. Like a sweet little clam, meat shucked into a little tin can. You're waiting to be consumed, air sucked out in a vacuum. And that's how your lungs feel these days, and like your legs could give way. But you don't have a shell. It's decorating someone's windowsill. Your shell's in a pretty glass bowl, turned into a pretty little comb. And you will never be very tall. Short, stocky legs, and you're kinda small. But your home is around the bend, perhaps in your lover's hand or the stars in heaven.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Mary Bew,
here on the Roadhouse. Well, I want to thank Mary so much for coming by.
My pleasure.
And Bump, of course, always.
Thank you.
Always nice to have you in studio. And Mary, if you get back up this way, please let us know. We'd love to have you back on the
show. Thank you so much.